This is a historical occasion, you might say. This is the last sad special assembly day. The rest of our programs, starting in September, we'll have 2 one-day circuit assemblies. The special assembly day is gone. The 2-day circuit assembly has gone, and we'll be having 1-day circuit events throughout the year. Now, no doubt Brother Truth will be sending you the dates of the next circuit event, but I can give you a little bit of insight that I believe this is Circuit 6B, and your next circuit event is November the 1st. So November 1st is your next circuit event, 1-day event. Speaking of the troops, brother and sister troop, this is also their last circuit event. Come September the 1st, they'll be heading to Northern BC to the Prince George Circuit. So just as you have enjoyed the association of Derek and Lori for this past year or so, you'll be looking forward to meeting your new circuit overseer and will enjoy their association with you just as much. Yes, as you've grown to love Derek and Lori, likewise you'll grow to love brother and sister Nathan and Phoebe Garlock. They're presently serving in Southern BC in the Kootenays. We just spent 3 weeks with them, and we're positive that you'll enjoy their association and grow to love them just as you have to love Lori and Derek. This is also the last time you'll be seeing a district overseer. They're a vanishing breed. The district overseers are going the way of the dodo bird. They're disappearing off the face of the earth. Yeah. No longer will there be any more district overseers. Now, like the troops, they've got a new assignment. So likewise, we're getting a new assignment. The only difference is we don't know where or what it is. So we're waiting for the word to drop as to where we'll be going and what we'll be doing. But as long as we stay in Jehovah's service, and as long as we do what we're told, all will be well. Jehovah will bless the work of all his people.
Thank you, Brother Murray, for showing us how God's Word can keep transforming us. We are pleased to announce that one person was baptized earlier today. Would you like to welcome our new sister? The fine preparation of our assembly participants was no doubt enjoyed by all of us. It was a special blessing, though, to have Brother and Sister Murray here with us today. Would you brothers and sisters like to convey to them our love and appreciation for their many years of sacrifice and hard work in behalf of Jehovah's organization? All 636 of us today in attendance have truly enjoyed a special day together. So this pleasant day, though, must now come to a close, but not until we thank Jehovah our God in song and prayer. Isaiah 12:2 reminds us of our strength and our salvation. It is put to music in song number 23, Jehovah is our strength. So let us stand and sing that with heartfelt meaning, and then we will call on Brother Troop to conclude our day by prayer. That's song number 23.
Heavenly Father and our Grand Instructor Jehovah, what an honor and privilege it is to return thanks to you at the conclusion of this wonderful special assembly day that we've enjoyed. Truly, it has been food at the proper time. We are here because we have confidence in your written word, and we have benefited from it in our personal lives. But certainly this program prepared by the faithful and discreet slave has helped us, Father, to have renewed a sense of appreciation and strengthened our thoughts, our minds, and our hearts as to the true power that your written word possesses. So we are very grateful, Father, for being able to gather in the convenience of this assembly hall, the hard work that has gone into the preparation by so many of our brothers and sisters, and to see the program being presented in a way that has dignified you and has truly helped us to understand why it is that we are the best cared for people on the face of the earth. We welcome our new sister today. How our hearts swell with happiness to see the changes that she has made and the dedication that she has lived up to with you. And truly, we are appreciative to understand why it is that you have not brought an end to this system of things yet. We still see ones being brought to your house and ones coming into a dedicated state. We think of how many changes are taking place in the organization, Father. Your celestial chariot remains on the move, and we know that it's important that we remain loyal to you and to keep up with the many changes and support the adjustments that we are seeing taking place on almost a weekly basis now. We pray that your kingdom will extend its full reign over the earth, and we long for this time that we will see the earth restored back to your original purpose. But until then, may we remain faithful and loyal to you. May we go home tonight and reflect appreciatively and meditate on the fine instruction, and if there are areas that we need to make adjustments in, please help us to have the humility and love for you to do so. We also have appreciated having Brother and Sister Murray serve us as our district overseer. We appreciate their faithfulness. Please continue to strengthen them in their new assignment, and we know that they will be a benefit to whatever congregation they reside in. We ask that you continue to support our dear governing body. We think of these brothers and what they are able to accomplish with the power of your Spirit. Please continue to strengthen them in the way that you are. We love you so very much, Father, and we thank you for the privilege of prayer. So as we return thanks to you today, please forgive us for the sins that we commit each day because of imperfection. And please, we humbly ask that you accept our prayer now through the merits of your Son, our King, and our exemplar, Christ Jesus. Amen.